Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, of course. Coming up next hour, and we forgot to put this on Facebook, is Butch Webb with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And Butch will be talking about white perch. For those of you who are white perch fans and love to catch those little panfish in the Chesapeake Bay, we got all the information you could need, want, or imagine about white perch. More information than you could find anywhere else on the radio in the country this morning about white perch. It's going to be right here at 6 a.m. with Butch Webb from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So I hope your week was good. I had a, okay week. I caught in that rain last night down in Calvert County. I'm telling you what, it was coming down in buckets. Well, it was actually coming down in drops. Exactly, yeah. And but it was coming. There was a lot of it. Let's put it that way. And it roads went from dry to overwhelmed in, 15 minutes. And if it did come down in buckets, that would be. I think what people actually mean is it was coming down as though it was poured out of a bucket. But people just kind of shorten that up. Man, it was coming down in buckets last night. I don't know. What does raining cats and dogs mean? I mean, I knew it rained hard. There were lots of poodles around. But I'm sorry. Or is that puddles? That's puddles. That's right. Oh, goodness gracious. But it's nice out there this morning. It's like 70 degrees and just it's clear, seems to be. So if you're headed out to going fishing this morning or crabbing, you got a good morning. And if you are, give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you're outside the immediate Baltimore dialing area and anywhere in Maryland, call us toll-free, 1-800-922-6680. You folks are going to be in control of the show. I mean, I'm just kind of here running the talk part, but you can set the subject if you like, or I can, toss a couple things out. Maybe I'll do that. All right, we do have some tragedies on the water this past week. We had two drownings. A 75-year-old woman was swimming off Turkey Point in Cecil County. That's right where not far from where I hunt, and the sailboat was anchored. She was swimming around, got separated and carried away by the current. And then another young fellow was swimming up in Denton, and something happened and he didn't survive. But in light of all that, of course, why not take the opportunity for tragedy to get Fearless Leader's name in print? So Governor O'Malley stresses water safety in the wake of the recent drownings. Governor Martin O'Malley and the Maryland Natural Resources Police, yes, both of them, are urging boaters, park patrons, and anyone planning to spend time on the water to make safety their first priority. Two drownings over the weekend bring the total Two drownings over the weekend bring the total number of water-related deaths to six so far this year, disturbing trend so early in the season. Natural Resources Police and U.S. Coast Guard work tirelessly to educate people about this serious issue year-round, especially during the summer months, yet we continue to lose lives on our waterways. After two drownings, I'm asking every single Marylander to heed and share this message. Wearing a life preserver, actually wearing a personal flotation device, Governor. when recreating on our waterways can make the difference between life and death, whether you return to your family at the end of the day or not. Even if you're just taking a dip, it's easy to misjudge the depth of the water and the strength of the current. By putting yourself at risk, you're also putting friends, family members, and bystanders that try to help you at risk. Think about it and act accordingly. Yes, apparently, Governor, it takes a village for you to drown. Last year alone, Maryland had 11 boating deaths and 24 in 2011, nearly double the 10-year average of 13, which is far too many, by the way. Nationwide, approximately 75 to 80% of boating deaths are due to drowning, many of which could have been prevented with the use of a life jacket. Hey, there's a picture of my buddies on the press release. Cameron Brown and Corporal Cameron Brown and Officer First Class Rodney Smith patrolling the waters. They're good guys, by the way. I've met those fellas. In another effort to support water safety in Maryland, Natural Resources Police and law enforcement partners will be taking part in Operation Dry Water. That was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. An extensive statewide enforcement effort to reduce the number of accidents and fatalities related to boating under the influence. And this is why it's topical. It is today and tomorrow. If you are boarded and checked, it is for your safety. Officers will aggressively target those driving in a reckless or negligent manner and or under the influence of alcohol. Officers will also make sure boaters have the required safety equipment on board and are maintaining a proper lookout. Nationwide, approximately 17% of boating fatalities result from alcohol use. Last year in Maryland, 124 alcohol-related charges were placed against boaters. Throughout the summer, NRP officers will be out in force looking for boaters whose blood alcohol content exceeds the state limit of 0.08. The maximum penalty for operating a vessel while impaired by alcohol is a $1,000 fine and a year in jail for the first offense. By the way, if you are convicted of a crime in Maryland that could produce a jail sentence of 1 year or more, like this little fine could here, are you aware that that could prevent you from owning a firearm? Just saying. Thought I'd throw that in. Our officers will be working around the clock this weekend to ensure that Maryland's waterways is safe for all boaters, said Colonel George Johnson. If we can prevent one person, just one, if we can prevent one person, just one, from becoming injured or get one impaired boater off the water, then we've accomplished our mission. No, you haven't, because there's thousands of them out there. You sure as hell better get more than one off the water to keep the rest of us safe. Give me a break. What is this? If we could get just one person off the water, then we've failed. Why don't you say that? You got all these officers out here targeting boaters who are drunk and driving around in their boats trying to kill the rest of us. And if you can get just one, you've accomplished your mission? That's a horrible statement, Colonel, with all due respect. Here are some tips for you. Wear a life jacket when on the water. Quite simply, they save lives. All children under the age of 13 are required to wear a certified life jacket aboard a boat less than 21 feet long. Why don't we change that to personal flotation device, which is what it is. Never boat or swim alone while impaired. The sun, wind, and water can cause fatigue in boaters and swimmers. Alcohol use magnifies this fatigue, impairs judgment, and can lead to accidents and death. Boat and swim safe, smart, and sober. Check the weather and the tides before heading out. Good point. Anticipate changes. Bring all craft ashore when rough weather threatens. Wait at least 30 minutes before resuming activities after the last incidents of thunder and lightning. Pay special attention to small children. Always use safety devices on children or other individuals who cannot swim. Good point. Obey all warning signs that alert swimmers to dangers. Be aware of any surrounding signs or markers that indicate current water conditions and carry a cell phone or have other ways of contacting emergency personnel if a situation arises. All right, let it go. All right. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
Mark, if we can catch just one violent criminal and prevent one person from being shot, then we've accomplished our mission.
Well, why don't we set a higher goal?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Given that they've had, what, 245 murders in Baltimore City so far this year?
I'm not sure it's that high, but, you know, 14 this past week or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
It's just, you know.
And here's what.
We're trending upwards, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that law is working so well. The mayor said, it's us. She was exasperated and said, it's us shooting us. What do you suppose she means by that?
I do not know the answer to that.
Does she mean it would be okay if us was shooting somebody else?
Or if somebody else was shooting us?
I mean, that's what this is generated into.
Yeah, the whole gun argument is ridiculous. A friend of mine actually signed me up for organization called National Write Your Congressman, organization out of Texas. They make you aware of issues and then give you the mechanism to contact your congressman. And they, define it by where you live. One of the issues that I haven't talked about yet, and it's on my plate, but it concerns gun buyback programs, okay, which in my opinion are ridiculous. Anybody that owns a firearm and they're offering $100 for a gun, they're going to take in a piece of crap that doesn't work, that's worth nothing, and get $100 for it if they're smart, okay?
Of course.
Then you're going to get grandma out there. She's going to turn in her husband's Colt Python. He passed, worth $1,500. He passed away, 10 years ago, and he had this gun, and I'm afraid to have it around the house. So here it is for nothing, without any knowledge of the value of it or anything else. So, extreme versions of both sides of the same story. But here's what some state legislators and potentially local legislators and potentially federal lawmakers have proposed. Why don't we put an additional 5 or 10% tax on the sale of firearms and ammunition to pay for gun buyback programs?
It never ends.
It never ends.
It never ends.
No.
The mentality is such, punish the innocent, punish the law-abiding, punish the people who are building society, so you can reward the people who are destroying it.
In the meantime, with the thousands of murderers in prison who are due to be released, let's just go ahead and put them back on the street without any way other than voluntary parole to monitor their behavior when you put them back in society. After all, they've served their time. That's true. But, are they still violent? Are they still the same person that they were when they came into prison? You're going to put them right back in the street in the same environment? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, in Maryland, we know they're going to be released early.
Exactly.
And the rate of recidivism is, try to say that twice.
The rate of recidivism? I can't say it once, brother.
Right. And it's, the rate of going back is
going back
really
and doing
high.
The same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very high. Very high.
It's the most frustrating thing in the world trying to deal with us.
I have a friend who was on the warrant enforcement group in Baltimore City as a city cop. 40,000 at any one time, 40,000 outstanding warrants for arrest in the city of Baltimore. How big is Baltimore? 700,000 people. We're talking.
Well, it's a little smaller than that.
Okay.
By 14 today.
Yeah, exactly. That was wrong, but, true.
It's like the dead clock, but it runs in reverse.
Reverse, yeah. Yes, it's us shooting us, though, Mark.
Yeah, it's us shooting us. If we were shooting other people,
we'd be
that
good.
Would be okay.
Yeah, or if others were shooting us, same deal.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, buddy.
Have a wonderful week.
You do the same.
Thanks for the show.
Hey, have a good fourth, will you?
You too.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Mark. Always a pleasure talking to Mark. So we went from water safety to firearms, which is okay. We don't mind doing that. We don't mind doing that. But, yeah, this organization, and the reason I haven't brought it up on the show, it's just overwhelmed right now with work. And didn't have time to really sketch that whole thing out, but I did bring it up because it was topical there. So, yes, indeed. So, 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. Why don't you give us a call? Here's what I've seen, observed, being out on the road all these many days. Starting to see a lot of young wildlife out there, and I've got friends who are sending me photos of young foxes and fawns and things like that. We'll talk about young wildlife and some things that we need to look out for here as soon as we're done with our first break of the morning. And it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Indeed, we're in the middle of it, now through Labor Day. All you have to do is go fishing. Now, Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish. Right now, through the end of the weekend, he's worth $10,000. And on July 1st, if you catch Diamond Jim, the second round of tagging took place this week. Diamond Jim himself is worth $20,000. There are a couple of hundred imposters out there, too. They're all worth $500 apiece. But Diamond Jim is just waiting to take your bait. So get out there and go rock fishing if you would. But, you know, if you don't go this weekend, well, and you plan on catching Diamond Jim and you don't get to go this weekend, you're good because he's worth 20 grand next week, starting the 1st of July through the end of July. So if you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, you call the number on the tag, you might just have captured a multi-$1,000 prize, depending on whether you catch it this weekend or, you know, Tuesday. Or Monday or Tuesday. So, if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or even a crab, and a crab has to be 9 inches point-to-point, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by the local fishing citation center near you, or check out the fishing rule book, comes with your license, or go online to www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Jack, cut 'em all, Jack. boys could have mauled.
Hey, by the way, waterfowl hunters, there was no nesting survey conducted this year with representatives from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. The airplanes that were purchased by the Fish and Wildlife Service, the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, the fleet of six, was grounded. They had been updated with new, from what I understand, new muffler systems of some kind, and they were the problems were creating that put the folks in jeopardy. So they've grounded the fleet. There are no nesting surveys, no pair surveys being done. There are people on the ground who are conducting banding surveys and things like that, but nobody's counting nests. Nobody's counting nesting pairs. As a result of that, the waterfowl season for 2013-2014 will remain as the same as it was in 2012-2013. Two geese in, I believe, 50 days, two youth days, which is how that's going to play out. However, the good news is on the early teal season in September, you will be allowed to take teal beginning 1/2 hour before sunrise this year, which is a dramatic change and will increase the success on teal because they are very early flyers. So 1/2 hour before sunrise, you know, through sunrise and all that is a dramatic increase in the teal season for the September teal season. And you will also be allowed to take six birds this year. That's three green wing, or six green wing, six blue wing, or any combination thereof. So I just thought I'd toss that out to you. We try to keep on top of this kind of stuff. So we'll it is what it is. Getting back to wildlife, we are talking about young wildlife and I'm getting photos of fawns. I'm getting photos of fox pups that have, you know, grown halfway. And one of the photographers who sends me stuff on a regular basis said, you know, these foxes were seen by so-and-so's pool, and they were catching frogs. The pool hadn't been uncovered, and they were catching frogs and, you know, playing in the pool cover and that type of thing. And one of the young foxes actually came and sat down by the homeowner. And then we got a photo of a fawn that was sick. And the photographer took a picture of it. Said it was unable to navigate on its own. I basically said, you know, maybe it's newborn. You know, take your photo, leave it alone. Well, that fawn did wind up dying the next day. So the photographer was absolutely right in his assessment. The fawn was sick. Of course, I wasn't on the scene. I only saw a photo of the little guy or girl. But what I want to tell you is, almost hit a little tiny fawn. I was headed out of, I can't remember the name of the little town up in northern Carroll County there, just on the Pennsylvania line. I was headed up towards Gettysburg on a back road, and a little fawn walked out in front of me. I mean, a little tiny thing. And, of course, I got stopped and was able to, and blew the horn and scared it, I hope, prevented it from coming out on the road ever again. But we'll see. But I have seen them hit. I saw one hit on 29 the other day. You know, it's sad when you see a little spotted fawn laying there. But you got to be aware of that. You got to be aware that the little fawns are out there. They're not that bright. They will walk out in traffic. But here is what I wanted to tell, what I told my friend and what I'm going to tell you. If you walk upon a fawn, just give it a wide berth, you know. Look at it. Observe it if you want. But get out of the area because mom knows where that fawn is. You might not see her, but she might have another fawn somewhere. And as is their habit, and as they have done for eons, they protect the species by putting one fawn in one location and one in another. And these fawns may be 200-300 yards apart, you know, 2-3 football fields apart. You may have no idea if the doe and the other fawn is across the road or, you know, over in the other far patch of woods or wherever she might be. But she, believe me, she knows where her fawn is. So what I'm saying to you is if you're seeing fawns in the wild, if you want to take a picture, take one, you know, use your zoom lens. Don't get right up on it. Don't scare it. Don't frighten it because mom knows where she left it. Trust me on that. And they go back and forth at different times of the day. When it's feeding time for one, she's with that one. When it's feeding time for the other, and she's with that one. And she keeps an eye on them. And so, and if she loses one, I don't mean, you know, misplaces, but I mean if a predator takes one or, you know, a car or whatever it might be, okay, so be it. That's life and death in wildlife, unfortunately. And the other fawn has survived to propagate the species. So leave them alone. Same way with young wildlife, especially foxes and, you know, young skunks and young raccoons and things like that. Rabies is endemic in the population of wild animals, and the vector species are, you know, foxes, raccoons, bats, gray foxes, red foxes, coyotes. I mean, just be cautious around any animal that appears to be too friendly. Okay? There are two types of the way rabies is comes on its end stage. One of them is a dumb stage, which means a wild animal will lose all its fear of humans, and the other one is the mad stage or the ferocious stage where, you know, a fox may come out across the field and run and jump on you or something like that. I'm just, you know, it's just an example. But just be cautious out there because we do have high incidences of rabies in our state, and the vector species, again, are even groundhogs, raccoons, foxes, skunks, opossums. All of them can carry it. So just, again, err on the side of caution and give wildlife a wide berth, please. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. I did mention the Diamond Gym is now worth $20,000 starting on the 1st of July. And we talked about some drownings and things like that. So just be careful out there in the water. So, and by the way, your smart, green, and growing tip for the day, brought to you by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, has to do with your computer. Yes, indeed. When you're in the market for a new computer, consider a laptop or a notebook. These models save space. They go anywhere and use five times less energy than desktops. Okay, there you go. Woohoo! 410, lines are wide open, by the way. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Easy way to remember the phone number is the station is WCBM 680. That is also the phone number. WCBM 680 translates numerically to 922-6680. So I'd like to hear from you if you've got a wildlife question, a fishing question, a hunting question, anything that comes to your mind. We'd love to talk to you about it. So there we go. So I did mention Facebook earlier. We are on Facebook. And somebody said more of our listeners ought to be with us on Facebook, and I agree with them. Facebook is just go to ellisoutdoors.com, and you'll be able to see the Outdoors and Radio Show. You can click on the Facebook logo there. That'll take you to the Facebook page for the radio show. If you like the hunting magazine, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, click on that one. If you like the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, click on that one, and you can join us on Facebook on all those different things. So, oh, boy. I don't know the exact answer to that, but I'll try. All right. Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I spoke to you a few times before about this, you know, gun rights.
Yeah.
If you remember.
I do.
Yeah. What is the procedure? Do you have any idea what the procedure of to apply for permit for carry concealed?
Yeah, you can apply all day long. Okay? You're not going to get one.
Okay.
I mean, pretty much the way it is. People, there are thousands and thousands of applications backed up. Most of them were pending a lawsuit that was filed. And, you know, Maryland is not a shall-issue state. So, right. Yeah, good luck.
Well, I know that. That's what I was trying before all these laws kick in October.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the law kicking in October basically says if you're going to purchase a regulated firearm after October 1st, and now there's a whole list of firearms that are banned in Maryland and a whole list of firearms that have been regulated, what that simply means is you're going to have a license, you're going to have to be fingerprinted, you're going to have to go through a whole training course on top of just purchasing your firearm. So it's going to cost right. It's going to cost you another $200 pretty much.
Right, I know all that. No.
Okay.
Well, what about the people already have firearms? The ones already have things that they
they're not going to come and confiscate your firearm.
Okay.
Okay. It goes into effect after October 1st. And I am going to I keep threatening it, but I am going to put together a firearm show here just as soon as things slow down for me just a tiny bit. We'll get some people on here who can address that issue precisely and answer those questions. But the law was just signed into effect. I'm not sure if everything has been entered into the Annotated Code of Maryland, the COMAR regulations. I'm pretty sure it has, but I am not the expert on that, but I know people who are. So what do you think of that? All right.
Maybe we can put some light on it next week. Maybe
I don't know about next week, but the next couple weeks we'll get something done, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ricky. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yep. Bye-bye. There's Glenn in Baltimore, and then we got to take a break. And, Linda, you hang on there because however long you got to wait, it's going to be worth it for you. Glenn in Baltimore, good morning. How are you? Glenn? Well, have Glenn call back. Hey, summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes and all that great stuff. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. That's right. Or cantaloupe. That's right. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Mm. Hot corn with crab spice on it, you know. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. How about a great big fat tomato sliced thick? Put that on a piece of toasted bread and some. I'm getting hungry. Anyway, at their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready. There's squash and zucchini, peppers and onions, green beans and cucumbers, mouth-watering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet, sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday through Sunday, from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number is 410-969-8810. You having a family reunion? You having a get-together for the 4th? Make sure you get your corn on the cob. Papa John's Farm, I-97. That's Exit 12 on New Cut Road. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Hey, I'd like to invite you to head down to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you like to fish, they've got everything you could need, want, or imagine. I'm talking about bait and tackle. I'm talking about panfish, striped bass, freshwater, you name it, they've got it. Rod and reel repair, they'll put line on your reel for you. And let's talk about firearms. They've got them for home protection, for hunting, and for shooting sports, all of that. Clyde Sports Shop. They're a full-line Browning dealer. They carry hunting and fishing licenses, and they will get you ready to go for any of your outdoor pursuits. Clyde Sports Shop. Why not give them a call? 242-6108. Or if you want the updated fishing report, call their fishing hotline at 410-247-3474. That's a pre-recorded message at 247-FISH for the fishing hotline at Clyde's Sports Shop. Don't forget the website, clydesports.com.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Yeah. Let's talk to Linda in Woodlawn. Linda, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. What's up?
I'm disabled, and I'd like to get back into hunting again.
Okay. Firearms or archery or all
firearms?
Firearms. All right. Our Department of Maryland does. Department of Natural Resources in Maryland is a very good resource for disabled hunters. They have a number of programs. Are you on the computer?
Yes.
Okay. The DNR website is dnr.maryland.gov or dnr.state.md.us. Just Google Maryland DNR.
Okay, I will.
Now, you want to go to the public lands section, public lands, if you can remember that.
Yeah.
And then access for all. Access for all.
Access for all.
Yep. And then that'll take you to access hunt. The accessibility part of that. Now, there are some organizations. I think you mentioned, Brian, that you're a veteran.
Yes.
There are some organizations out there that can help you with that, too. And I'm friends with the founder of one of those called No Person Left Behind. So what I'm going to ask you to do when we end our call is to leave your phone number with me, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Call you. And I will give you some. I will give you some numbers of some folks that can help you out.
Okay. One of the questions I had though was if I go deer hunting.
Yep.
Back when I was a kid, I had a stand up in a tree.
Yep.
And I can't do that anymore.
Right. Right. Well, there's a number of things you can do. One of the things we find is these pop-up ground blinds that work very, very well for folks with disabilities.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can sit on the ground and be completely concealed.
Wonderful. That's a great help.
Yep. Yep. So I can get you some folks that will be more than glad to give you some opportunities for deer and turkey hunting. There are some lands available out there. I've got some resources for you.
Yeah, turkey honey sounds good, too.
Okay. Sounds good to me, too.
Yeah.
So, but, Linda, I'll tell you what, if you just leave your number, Brian will take your, you know, don't hang up. Just we'll put you
on
hold.
I'm just hanging on the line, but I want to say I listen to your show, and I love it.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I'll get in touch with you probably sometime later this morning, if you like.
That'd be fine.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. There she goes. Elaine in, oops, I just hit Linda again, sorry. Elaine in Millersville. Good morning, dear. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Oh, it's so nice to hear you on Saturday morning.
How you doing?
I look forward to it because you talk so sensible and it gets you away from all this other stuff that's going on in our country.
I try my best to avoid all that political stuff, but
yeah.
You know, unless it's something in the General Assembly or in the you know, in our federal system that is going to affect us as hunters and fishermen, then I'll let you know about it. So.
Well, listen, what I want to add, well, you know, I'm Jill's mom, and
I know. Yeah.
Okay, and what I want to ask you is the deer, or they are tearing my hostas up. They're eating the water lilies.
Oh, they like those.
Oh, but they just have a grand old time.
Yeah,
stay out in the woods. So. The hunting season for deer is over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so we have to put up with all that, huh?
Unfortunately, you do, unless you want to go to the strategy of, you know, deer fencing and repellents and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's temporary stuff. You get the rain like you got in Millersville yesterday. You know, you'll put it out, put your repellent out one day, and then you'll be putting it out the next day.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It gets to be kind of expensive.
Yep.
You have to do that. Well, look, another question I want to ask you is the rabies.
Yes.
Okay, do I have to worry about any animal biting any of my cows to give them rabies?
Yes, you do.
You do?
Yes, you do. We had a dear friend who had to have a horse put down because... a rabid fox bit one of her horses, and then the horse bit her.
Oh my goodness!
So she had to undergo the. This was back years ago, and the treatments weren't as easy to take as they are now.
Uh-huh.
And she had to undergo an intense amount of rabies treatments to prevent her from getting rabies. But the horse had to be put down. So
yeah, the reason I ask you because when I look out over the fields in the morning. Or well, any time of day, I might see a fox or so run across the field.
Yeah, that's not the one you have to worry about.
Yeah.
The one you have to worry about is the one that actually is brave enough to get in the pen with the cattle.
Oh well, they go across the field and the groundhog do the same.
Yeah,
thing.
that's no.
And they don't seem to bother the cows. The cows don't bother them.
Right. Right, and you're only going to get that if you have an animal that has the aggressive rabies. I can't imagine how many animals actually get rabies in the wild and just die out there, in the woods somewhere, and nobody ever finds them or sees them or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
The ones we hear about are the ones that, you know, the cat that scratches somebody or the fox that attacks somebody or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and when we first moved down here 20-some years ago, there was a woman in Owings Mills that was attacked by a groundhog that later turned out to be rabies.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, believe it or not. So, you know, they get bitten by... You know something, and they can actually turn quite aggressive. But
and of course the egrets are back.
Oh yeah,
and it's so nice to see them riding on the cow's back, jumping in front of them.
Yeah,
the bugs.
The cattle egrets, the big white ones.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Sure,
they're beautiful birds.
That's why they call them cattle egrets.
I see.
Yes, indeed.
See.
Very
well,
good.
One more question.
Yes.
Have you seen Gilkey lately?
Ben Kelke, not that long ago, he's up there at Frederick County, and he's starting his own firearms instruction group up there, and I see him from time to time at the Isaac Walton League when I'm over there in Frederick.
Well, tell him when you see him the next time, I said hello. I nicknamed him Gentle Ben.
I got to tell you something about Ben. Ben, for as big as he is extremely talented guy. And if you talk to him about his background sometime, his military background, you will be amazed.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, he is, to me, I feel that he's a very gentle fellow.
He's a gentle giant.
He is, and I call him Gentle Ben whenever I see him. Very much. But
exactly.
I think he's a lovely guy.
He's a great guy.
So
yep.
Tell him I said hello.
I will.
Tell him his student that nicknamed him Gentle Ben said
yep.
Hello.
All right, I'll do that. Elaine, do me a favor. Stay on the line. Brian's going to get your phone number. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll do that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you one more time about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network, a great vacation, and Under Armour, too. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book or even visit www.dnr.maryland.gov or just Google Maryland DNR website and go on the fisheries page for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. And don't forget, Diamond Jim is a tagged rockfish. He's got a greenish yellow, like a chartreuse spaghetti tag hanging out his belly. If you catch a rockfish that looks like that, well, you call that number on the tag. Don't take that tag out of the fish, but call that number on the tag, and you may have won, you know, $500 if it's an imposter, or you may just have captured a $20,000 prize. That's right, the Maryland Fishing Challenge, www.dnr.maryland.gov. For all the details, are you feeling lucky? I don't know. John in Queenstown, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ellison. Thank you for your efforts and letting everybody know about the opportunities and our rights to go out and fish and hunt when we choose to exercise them.
It is a privilege, John. It is not necessarily a right.
You are correct. It is a privilege,
yep.
But we want to maintain that ongoing.
You're exactly right, and we do have a rich heritage and the traditions that we need to support.
That's right. Just a quick comment. With the rabies taking perfectly, you know, normally peaceful and well-behaving or coexisting creatures and making them aggressive and violent.
Yes, they could. They could. After all, it's a brain disease. Remember that.
Right. Has anybody checked into the population in Baltimore recently? Is there an outbreak? Have a good day, Mr. Ellis.
You know what I think on that? I'll just comment on that real quick. The people who are committing violence in Baltimore, there are a couple causes for that. I think it is societal or cultural, for one. If you take a look at our youngsters in today's society, our inner city youth, young African Americans, and observe them just for a small amount of time, watch them. Look, there are many, 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 probably a majority of them who are you know, who want an education, who want to do the right thing, who have been raised the right way. But there are some who are into the culture of violence. Their music reflects a culture of violence. Their peer pressure can result in a culture of violence. And, you know, you've got, again, a criminal element in the city of Baltimore that is just unbelievable. If you listened to Pat McDonough yesterday, he was talking about the prison population in Maryland and the early release program and the number of violent criminals, murderers, people who have been convicted of murder in the state and are serving sentences and are being released early on good behavior. And they're returning to their, you know, returning to the city, returning to the county and are getting right back into the same lifestyle that they left. And that culture is what we seem to not be able to break through. So I'm just opining here off the cuff, shooting from the lip. But, you know, I see it every day. And so do you. So it's a shame. It's very sad that there's not an alternative out there to, you know, to the types of cultural influences. All right. Well, that does it for this hour. We got Butch Webb coming up from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We're going to talk about perch fishing. Probably more popular. Perch fishing is probably more popular than striped bass fishing. You know, and we'll talk to him and we'll take your calls. And you can certainly ask any questions you want about white perch. But we're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff that you won't hear anywhere else on white perch in Maryland. Coming up next. Hey, folks, email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My last name, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can email me. You can join.